Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I'm getting nervous because the email came in yesterday about the office gift exchange. I never do a good job with this.
It's like a secret Santa, but we call ours earthlings and angels.
That's right.
Remember last year I was taking everybody's gifts because there was another Paul and I thought they were all for me?
Yeah, we remember, Paulie.
Yeah, thanks, Paulie.
We remember. Like, did you really think someone liked you that much?
Just took everybody's. Some of them weren't even named, labeled Paul. He just took the gifts.
I know. Give me back my nail polish, Polly.
And you wonder why I get stressed about these things.
Can anybody think of anything weird that you were like, what? Do you know me? What'd you get? What'd you get?
It's kind of inappropriate. One person 1 year got me a naked magazine.
That happens all the time in here. Remember one of our coworkers who no longer works here? Dude was twisted. And made no bones about it. And that I was like, why is there so much porn in the office? What is happening? If we had an HR department, this would be a problem. But it's radio.
How did I never know this guy? What?
You know the guy who used to work across the hall, used to do Polly's job across the hall. Tweezy.
Oh, that guy.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So anyway, whoever got him, it was so easy. I was like, I wish I got him. You just buy him a dirty magazine every time. And the person that did get him said, yeah, but do you know how much a dirty magazine costs? And I was like, frankly, no, I do not actually know how much. I have no idea. $5.95? No?
I have no idea. It's not really my thing. That's why I thought it was a little kind of
weird. Who bought
that
now? Who bought that? Who is
it? I'll tell you, it's someone who still works here. I'll tell you that.
That's a little.
Who bought the dirty magazine?
For Polly.
For me, yes.
For our Polly. Like, I get it. If you're totally the office perv and everybody knows it and ha, 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 and everybody has a good sense of humor and you're not worried about ending up in court.
No,
I get them buying it for
not the office perv. I was surprised.
No,
well,
I mean, the guy who was getting the other weird presents. Like, everybody knows that he was weird that in many ways. So that, I don't think anybody was surprised by that. Do you know what I mean?
I guess.
But I'm surprised that somebody would buy our squirrel-loving, sweet, loyal Polly something so filthy.
There is a seedy underbelly to this radio station that I had no idea existed.
What's the weirdest thing you ever got?
I can't remember anything really weird coming from our gift exchange here. Usually it's pretty, you know, normal stuff like
Tim
coffee
Hortons cards. Yep.
I got a bottle of scotch 1 year.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Except it was a blend.
Oh,
I'm a single malt guy.
It's
but you
not
know,
too bad.
Yeah. No, it was good. I've done very well. I got a strange thing in the mail one time. Somebody sent me a Toronto Maple Leafs deck of cards and bar of soap.
In the mail?
Yeah.
As a gift exchange?
Well, it was just a gift that showed up. It was from a friend of my family.
What's the significance of the bar of soap?
Well, it was just something that had Toronto Maple Leafs on it. So they thought, oh, I should get it
for the logo, right, not the soap. Because
exactly.
I would be a little offended if somebody gave me bar. You know, girls don't mind soap. That's, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I see what you mean.
Okay, here's how to do
it
right.
I'm still smelling myself.
Here's how to do it right.
Okay.
Don't get too personal. Well, clearly the dirty magazine's got way too personal.
Polly, I'm not getting you a thong this year.
And the other rule that is probably the most broken, don't try to be funny. Everybody tries to be so funny, unless you're actually friends with the person and you know them well.
It's true.
Because what you think is funny could mortify someone else. Clearly not the dirty magazines in this place that has problems. You know, set a spending cap. We got the spending cap. And no matter who gives you a gift and no matter how they, what they give you, you got to say thank you.
Of course you do. So if I put my spending cap on while I do my shopping, does that count?
Huh? What? No.
I'm talking about a
spending cap.
Oh, your spending cap. Oh, I see. Right.
I tried to be punny.
I'm sorry. You're punny.
I heard you.
Thanks,
Polly. You're very, very punny. I'm still a little alarmed by somebody buying our Polly something so cheap. Tawdry. I can't wait to hear who it is, though.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.